Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Deion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What is going on here?
The Fan.
Don't win nowhere.
Hour number two, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and soon to be YouTube, and it's just a damn shame that we're not on YouTube, because this mustache, Rashad, I mean, it is just vicious.
It's flawless today, bro.
Thank you. I spent a solid hour or so on it yesterday, trimmed up the beard, brought out the little pruning scissors, too. Because you can't have the long mustache, right? You can't have the hairs be, like, too long. It's got to be a nice, consistent length on it.
Absolutely.
The lip tickler is out. It is in full effect. And it's just a damn shame that you can't see it out there.
Oh, well, they'll, you know, just keep it intact. And maybe next week, right?
Next week, for sure. We will be on the tube next week. Jordan will be back. I told Rashad before the show that I definitely, like, hey, we can go live, but also me being in the producer chair for the first time in, gosh, months, long time, 6 months or so. I did not want to do the producing and the streaming stuff at the same time. Juggling a lot of balls over here.
Pause.
Way too many balls in my hands at this point. But what's going on? Football?
Football, I think, still.
Yeah. Hopefully got red zone on the TV, but us on the dial still. Oregon State, they played yesterday against Stanford, and before he could blink, that game was over. I don't think that, going into that, Oregon State fans felt nervous about it. I know that the game between them last year was very close, Oregon State having to eke out a last-second win against Stanford. Not the case this week. This is what you want to see. At this point from Oregon State, this is your final tune-up. You go against Washington, you go against Oregon, you have a chance to go to the Pac-12 championship game, to do the unthinkable in this final season of the conference, and to put up 62 points. DJU flinging the ball around across field to hit receivers. Martinez running the ball as well as he has. This is what needed to happen. And now you have the biggest game of your life before the biggest game of your life, essentially. Two back-to-back huge games, starts with Washington. But the Beavers, they're doing exactly what they need to do at the right time.
I think really potentially the three biggest games of Oregon State's, you know, life coming up, because there very well could be a Pac-12 championship there for them if they, you know, if they play their cards right. Now, I think now here's I'll say this.
My journalistic integrity is waning by the minute.
I will, you know, I will say that I don't know if you or I believe that Oregon State will be the team that represents, you know, in the Pac-12 championship. But that's what's on the line for them. If we're just being honest, you know, they have a big game against Washington after they've, you know, they completely stomped out Stanford. Like, and I think we all kind of figured that would happen. Maybe not in the way it did. DJU looked amazing, but it was a Damian Martinez show.
You knew you were going to win, but it was like you looked and you're just like,
you didn't
damn.
Know it was going to be like that. It was the Damian Martinez show yesterday. He did everything on the ground. Only 15 carries, 146 yards, four touchdowns. You know, 9.7 yard average, you know, for DJ, for Damian Martinez yesterday. Even Deshaun Fenwick's even able to kind of contribute with the touchdown. But you're looking at an Oregon State team that is defensively sound, offensively, and we've said this before, DJU doesn't get enough credit for being as good as he's been for the Beavs this year. You know, because they don't put up the amount of points that maybe Oregon puts up game to game, people instantly assume that maybe he's not as good. But he, I'll be real, I don't think he is as good as Bo Nix. However, he's shown throughout this season that he is more than a comparable quarterback. He's put up 20 touchdowns and only four interceptions. And that's the important thing. That touchdown to interception ratio, that's a good number to look at. That shows you how effective and efficient that he's been since he's been the quarterback this year at Oregon State. And already Oregon State's they've reached their win total from last year, and they've still got potentially four games left, you know, for the rest of the season. You throw in the bowl game that they will absolutely get to, but they have a chance to play four more games potentially, you know, this year. And so Oregon State could very well end the season with 10 wins, you know, on the year, you know, possibly 11 wins. So what a great, great season for these Beavs. I know as an Oregon alum for you, Joe, it's got to hurt a little bit to give the Beavs some credit. But, man, you got to give them some credit because these cats are really, really, really being solid, solid football. Who would have thought at this point in the year with two games
left? I don't
know
what I did in the first 5 minutes of this segment giving them credit. That was not me.
Who would have thought, like, with 2 weeks left in the college football season, we'd be talking about the Oregon State Beavers as a team that could potentially play in the Pac-12 championship?
Well,
that's crazy.
I have a article here that basically is talking about the scenarios and what needs to happen, and for Oregon State in the line that says what needs to happen for them, win out. You have to win these next two games. You have, that is your only chance. Oregon, I believe their chance is if Washington wins next week against Oregon State, then they're locked in as long as they take care of business against Arizona State. I think I'm pretty sure if that is the case, you win against Arizona State, Washington beats Oregon State, that leaves you as the only one-loss team. Washington would be still undefeated. Arizona still has two losses on their Pac-12 conference slate. So, again, those are the only four teams that have a quote-unquote shot. And I don't know if Arizona even has a shot at this point. I think they would need Oregon to lose out is what would need to happen. There's a lot of different ways it could fall out, but next week, if Washington wins and Oregon wins, then I'm about 99% sure that that is your Pac-12 championship game locked in regardless of what happens the final week of the season.
I mean, and if you're Oregon, this is what you hope for.
Yeah,
you
but if Oregon State beats Washington next week, then the civil war between Oregon State is to go to the Pac-12 championship game.
And we've been there before. I mean, maybe not for the Pac-12 championship, but we've seen that civil war game mean more than it typically does. You know, we've seen opportunities for the Rose Bowl be on the line for Oregon and Oregon State. And so, again, I think that's just, that shows the growth of this Beavers program, because 2 years ago, we were talking about the Beavs being, again, the bottom feeder of the Pac-12. And now here they are 2 years later, and they've leapfrogged Utah. You know, they've obviously leapfrogged Washington State and where they are. And now they're talking to, they're being referred to as possibly the second or third best team in the Pac-12 right now.
Gosh, it, I mean, what could happen still, I mean, still needs to be seen, because, you know, Arizona State, Oregon, not a lock, right?
No.
I mean, Arizona State, Oregon, Oregon State, Washington. I mean, we've seen Washington this season. They are vulnerable. They're undefeated, sure, but they're vulnerable.
Right.
They've shown their warts throughout the season.
Right. Washington almost let one go yesterday, you know, and I think a lot of us thought that that would be Oregon's, you know, opportunity to slide in there. And, you know, Michael Penix Jr. just continues to lead his team, one of the best leaders in the country.
I was saying this on Ducks Roundtable on Monday that of all the ways that this Pac-12 season could have played out, I mean, you got 12 schools, 12 regions, a few different states that are invested in this. But the fact that Oregon and Oregon State in this state, this country, or this region is able to go out with a bang, essentially, and have their two best teams playing like they are, and it leading to this final matchup, this final civil war, where it means something for both these teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to be the case with the Apple Cup. That's not going to be the case with the Territorial Bowl or whatever the hell they call the Arizona State-Arizona matchup. Not that it was ever going to probably be a big matchup anyways. But, you know, of all the rivalries, matchups, two teams that could go against each other this season and it actually means something, kind of seems like it's only right that it's Oregon State, one of, if not the best rivalry in the Pac-12.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, especially, you know, puts a little extra on it because for the foreseeable future, this is the last time that we'll see an Oregon versus Oregon State game. You know, it might happen, but it might not be at the end of the season. It'll probably be during the middle of the season somewhere. We're knowing a lot of our rivalry games that we're used to seeing won't happen at the end of the season anymore. You know, where the Apple Cup now, I think next year is somewhere like towards the beginning or middle of the season. Like, and cool because they still play the game, but it just, what did we say, what's been the phrase of the day? It hits different. You know, it'll still be a good game. It'll still be something people get, you know, amped up for. But I've always been used to seeing Oregon State the day after Thanksgiving, 2 days after Thanksgiving. You know, that's been a game that I've been so used to watching with my friends or with my family or whoever. And now that that's not good, that'll no longer be one of our Black Friday traditions. Yeah, it sucks, man. So I'm glad to see that both teams are, you know, on the verge of potentially being in the Pac-12 championship.
Most definitely. Very memorable season so far. Still a couple weeks left to go. Bo Nix is reportedly now the Heisman favorite, according to DraftKings. Now has the best odds to win the Heisman. And next on Football Sunday, let's make fun of Texas A&M, shall we?
Why not?
That's really easy to do all throughout the regular calendar year. It's especially easy to do today because they have fired their head coach, Jimbo Fisher. We get to that next here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
In another example of football just being absolutely hilarious, Texas A&M, ladies and gentlemen.
Texas A&M has been a joke since Johnny Football left.
I cannot believe... Well, I can believe. I think we can all believe that this happened. Like, as soon as Texas A&M gave Jimbo Fisher this contract,
90,
I feel like
was
the...
Was it like $90 million or something stupid?
Yeah, like 10 years, $90 million. I feel like the consensus very much was like, don't do that. That
it's
wasn't
a bad idea.
I don't think you should do that.
Now, 15 years ago, I'd have probably paid that money for Jimbo Fisher. You know, I think that would have been something that you probably jump at the opportunity. Maybe 10 years ago,
we would
probably jump at the opportunity to pay Jimbo Fisher that money.
We went wrong. Like, we being a college football coach, that is one of like a successful college football coach. That's one of the best gigs, because even when you're not successful, you get paid millions of dollars to just leave and go away.
100%. And Kevin Sumlin, they're forever. That's who their former coach was, right?
Texas A&M will owe Fisher $19.2 million within 60 days. Within 60 days, they are cutting him a check for $19.2 million effing dollars.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He signed, initially it was a $75 million deal that he signed for 10 years. But that buyout is nice.
19.2 within 60 days, and then 7.2 annually through 2031.
Getting paid. Is there any reason to coach after that?
There's no offset or mitigation on those payments, and the annual payments start 120 days after termination. Ugh, that is a disgusting amount of money to pay someone to not do their job.
And we got to remember this, man. He's in Texas.
Oh, he's got...
And so there's no state tax, and so he's getting most of
he's buying
that money.
A lot of Texas with that money.
Absolutely.
You know how much land in Texas you can get with that?
1,000%. And, I mean, you pay that much to get rid of a coach. Your next coach, you can't pay him, obviously, that much, just because you just gave a coach that you're going to be paying until 2032 $75 million, you know, for the rest of his contract. So whoever they hire next is probably going to be somebody on the cheaper end.
So I didn't see what happened with Texas A&M yesterday. We referenced earlier in the show that this happened within 24 hours. Well, they beat the crap out of Mississippi State yesterday, 51-10. But sources tell ESPN that Fisher's fate was largely decided before that game. Yeah, Texas A&M 6-4 this year. I mean, they've gone 19-15 since winning the Orange Bowl and finishing number 4. And the AP poll in 2020. So since 2020, 19-15. I mean, dear God. And of course, let's start it now, Rashad. Oregon's Dan Lanning and Washington's Kalen DeBoer might be targets in the Aggie search.
I mean, we knew it would happen, and we know it's always going to happen, just because when you're the hot new coach, then, you know, people want you, you know. So Dan Lanning has had two very, very solid seasons at Oregon. You know, people kind of think, what could you do with an actual SEC pipeline? What could you do with a Southern pipeline at one of these bigger SEC schools down south? So it's, you're going to get that interview. You know, it's just, it's one of those things, man. Dan Lanning has been too impressive of a coach in the Pac-12 and played some pretty impressive teams this year to not be on that short list of coaches that you would want to call. And I think at this point, man, you look at the landscape of college football coaches, with the exception of Nick Saban in Alabama. I don't want to call it a youth movement, but these aren't the same old, you know, kind of old ass coaches that you used to have. You know, you look around, you know, at some of the coaches that are really making moves out there, and they're not old guys, but they're not young guys, but they're not super, super old either. And I think Jimbo Fisher is a name that you would hire. And I think at this point, if you're Texas A&M, you need to hire a coach and not just a name. And so I think that's what they took a big swing with Jimbo Fisher. You gave him $75 million. And since they came to the SEC, he's 27-22. Not, you know, he's still above 500, but not where you want to be when you're trying to compete for an SEC championship or even a trip to the playoff.
When you're just trying to get to the SEC championship. Yeah. I mean, that's what they want to do, is they want to be right up there with Alabama, right up there with LSU. They want to be one of the top dogs in the SEC, and they just aren't. They just aren't. Like, them moving over to the SEC has not been fruitful for them at all.
No, no. And they had that one good year where Johnny Football, you know, came into the SEC. Nobody expected much from them down in College Station, and then what do you know? They put everybody on notice and had an amazing couple of years. But really, since then, haven't been able to capture that same type of magic. And I think it's just having a guy like a Johnny Manziel, like a Tim Tebow, like a Marcus Mariota that can come in there and just really energize your squad to do some amazing things. And they haven't had that since then. So we know it wasn't Kevin Sumlin that you know, bought his coaching genius there to, you know, change the way you look at football at Texas A&M. It took a very, very special player to change the way people saw Texas A&M.
Boy. 10
Get your
year,
money, though.
It was 10 years, $75 million, and after the COVID year, the 2020 season, when Texas A&M went 9-1, of course, that was the one year that they had a successful season under Jimbo's reign. They gave him an extension to 2031. And upped it to 10 years, $95 million. And now here we are, three seasons later. Jimbo Fisher is fired, and he was going to be rich regardless, but much richer without less, with much less work. Work smarter, not harder, they say.
Is right? there any reason to coach anymore if you're Jimbo Fisher?
No, absolutely.
Why
not.
Would you even take another job?
I am buying the first property that I can find in Jupiter, Florida, or in Arizona, and I am playing golf the rest of my life.
I'm building a compound. Like, it's going to be crazy.
I'm building a golf course.
I'm going to have
a
moat. Yeah. I'm going to have all type of stuff around if I'm getting paid that much. So, well, yeah, if you're Jimbo Fisher, I see no real point at this point in you taking a job.
No. But I wish him best of luck when you see him at future leadership seminars around the country that you have to pay like $300 a ticket for. You know, wasn't that like Urban Meyer after at Ohio State? He was teaching a class mm-hmm. on leadership or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll be seeing Jimbo Fisher do something post-career. Honestly, I would do nothing. If I have that bag, I'm not on TV. I'm not a color analyst. I am not I'm not in a coach's room with anyone as a offensive analyst or whatever that they have. They bring these guys on. No, I'm kicking it.
100%.
I don't need this if I'm Jimbo's age.
No, at all. I don't need this stuff. You guys can shove this job. I'm out of here.
Oh my gosh. All right. Hour number two, just about wrapped up. 30 minutes. We got NFL right on the TV. Got Red Zone in front of us. Plenty of games going on. Football, man.
Football. You got to love it.
Yep. Absolutely. Sports Center update first, though.
Who do you love?
Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
That's right, it's time for Who Do You Love? But Rashad, don't worry about it. I don't want to look at picks and scramble and try and figure out something to gamble on.
I don't want to gamble on any of these games today.
I'm flustered. I feel again, like too many balls a bunch juggling over today. Here.
Yeah, these games are traps today. Like, I'm looking at the schedule, and it's like, we were talking about the, you know, the way the Germans saw the horseshoes and the Americans play a little earlier.
What is this? What is this I'm watching?
But, I mean, as I look at this schedule today, I'm like, number one, this is going to be a tough week to watch football.
Can I be, I don't know if this is a little hot takey.
Let's hear it. That's what we do here.
NFL been a little trash this year.
I've had more fun watching college.
It's been a little ugly this year. Like, and I don't know if that's
sloppy.
I don't know if that's who do I not love? NFL right now. NFL quarterbacks especially. As much hate as Dak gets, there's probably about 20 quarterbacks that have been playing over the last week or two that are infinitely worse. It's like week after week we have 5 to 6 matchups where it's like who versus who at quarterback.
Okay, well, I've got one for you then. Who do you love? Who is the worst quarterback? Who are the top 5 worst quarterbacks in the league right now? Top 5 worst.
Top 5 worst.
Yes. Worst 5 starters. Let's be specific.
Well, I mean, I think we got to throw Jimmy G out there, considering he just got benched.
Jimmy G.
I'm going to go Mac Jones.
He's not first for you.
Daniel Jones.
Both the Jones boys.
I'm going to go Jordan Love, and then Ritter, because he got benched as well. But yeah. That's my 5. That's my Mount Rushmore with a 5th extra face of trash quarterbacks this year.
That's fair. Let's see. Jimmy G, obviously. Kenny Pickett. Up until a couple weeks ago, I would have said Josh Dobbs, but he had an amazing game last week.
And, this can be backup quarterbacks, I feel like. Like, you know, P.J. Walker, easy answer, right?
Yeah.
But he is – that is not a willing choice by an NFL team saying, yeah, that's our guy.
It's not. It's kind of one of those things. You had to – you were put in a situation where you had to make a decision. Zach Wilson. What's that, 3? Did I say Mac Jones? Can I say him again?
if you didn't, yeah, put him on there twice.
And honestly, I would have said the Baker Mayfield, but there are certain points that Baker Mayfield's been really good for that Tampa team. Joe Burrow over the last few weeks, man, the Bengals have picked it up, and they look like they're the team that they were when they made it to the Super Bowl. But I don't know. I want to say Justin Fields, but at the same time, I want to be mindful that it is the Bears, and the Bears are arguably.
Oh, this is Tyson Badgett's team now, maybe.
Oh, that's right. So he's a backup. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
Watson for the $130 million that this fool's getting paid. That's superstar money. So you're supposed to be a top 10 quarterback, and you're not.
Yeah, it's been pretty ugly this year. As far as quarterback play goes, let's see.
Running
here.
Back play hasn't been much better though.
So this is real. Yeah, this is what I saw last week going into the matchups last week. This is what we had. Last week it was Daniel Jones versus Aiden O'Connell.
Boo.
We had Jaren Hall of the Vikings versus Taylor Heinicke, which ended up becoming Josh Dobbs versus Taylor Heinicke, which actually was fun to watch. Josh Dobbs he's a baller.
He's good.
Clayton Toon versus P.J. Walker. What?
Who?
Tyson Badgett versus Derek Carr. And then last week we also had Brett Rypien versus Jordan Love.
They might as well start.
That's 10 of the 32 NFL team's quarterbacks last week.
They might as well have started David Carr.
Dear
because
God, man.
Those quarterbacks are, if those are your quarterbacks for your team, you're pissed about that game.
No.
You're just praying that things don't go terribly for you. That's all you can do is just hope to God that things turn out well for you. When I watch the Patriots play, I'm just hoping to God that we don't lose by too much. You know, if we lose by four like we did, you know, today, like, okay, well, whatever. But
hard fought battle.
You know, yeah, right. But when you lose by
that game 23, was disgusting.
Yeah, when you lose by 21, 24 points, like that's deflating. No pun intended.
That was good. I think you meant that. I think you meant that.
Hey man, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, bro.
It's been a while since we've seen each other, but we haven't talked about this Harbaugh stuff. Maybe we save that for the last segment. Save the last segment for our classic Blazers breakdown of everything we've seen over the last 2 weeks in just 2 minutes?
I mean, what can we fit the most in 2 minutes?
Again, if anybody knows about fitting something in about a 2 minute window, it's Joe Fisher, okay?
I get it.
But to look at the Who Do You Love standings, what happened a couple weeks ago, Rashad, this is from week 8 because we were off last week. So in week 8, you took the Seahawks to cover 4 against the Browns, and it was a push. They won 24-20. You took the Bears to cover 9.5 against, who did they play that week? I think that was the week they got blown out by the Chargers. Yeah, 30-13 by the Chargers. They did not cover that 9.5.
No, they didn't.
And then you took the 76ers to cover the 9.5 against the Blazers.
And of course,
they sure as hell did that. So there's your one victory for
so
the
here's
week.
My thing. If I'm ever just need a for sure thing, I'm just going to bet on the Blazers. I'm just going to bet on the Blazers.
You know? Well, hey, be careful. Baby Blazers are getting dubs and covering spreads.
Hey, man,
the 76ers.
We'll talk about it, but I like what I see from certain parts of the Blazers, you know. But as far as football, I'm right there with you. Like, today,
I don't like their injury report.
Oh, no. The injury report is stupid right now. It's like, you know, basically an all-star game that nobody's playing in. That's what it feels like.
So that brings your overall record to 7-7-1.
That's fair. That's playoffs, right?
500.
That's
500.
Playoffs.
That's what you aim for.
And you know what it is? It's that one. That's the one that's going to get me into the playoffs, man. So I'll definitely take that. But no, I football has been kind of tough to watch. And I think you know how I feel. Like, during Sundays, I watch the morning games. I usually take my nap and then wake up for, you know, the Sunday night game. You obviously watch the Monday game. But it's been harder and harder and harder to get myself motivated for some of this just bad football.
Trust me, there are matchups where, I see them on the calendar. I'm like, that, no. Mm. I mean, the Thursday night game was Carolina versus, was it Chicago, Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Now, you're a golfer on Sunday. So do you ever look at the schedule and be like, yeah, I'm just going to go play golf instead?
Well, what I've been doing is taking the iPad and I throw on Red Zone on the iPad while I'm golfing.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I'm just, you know, in and out of my plane, hitting a terrible shot, watching a terrible game, you know.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
I don't know. The only reason I've been watching games is because I'm playing fantasy again. And so just to keep up with where my guys are. And fantasy is going equally as terrible as the regular season.
For Jordan Schultz, he took Kelsey first half touchdown again. And that was the game against the Broncos.
Okay.
Which I also got. That was the line. That was the line with the Chiefs. They were 7-point favorites. I'm like, dude, something's weird with this one. I was like, I don't know why they have the Broncos, only a 7-point dog. Well, something's weird. And then the Broncos just went and kicked the hell out of the Chiefs.
Who saw that coming? No one.
Apparently Vegas. Again, they were only had them at a 7-point favorite, and I thought it was weird. I took the Chiefs to cover, and boy, they did not. They did not even win. Jordan, he took Kelsey first half touchdown. That didn't hit. Backdoor cover by the Cardinals against the Ravens. He took the Ravens to cover the 9.5. They were up 10 with like a minute left, and then Prater hit a field goal for the Cardinals to cover the spread. Brutal. And then he took Hawks Bucks under 239, and that actually hit. So he goes 1-2 on the week. He is now 5-10 on the season, though.
Yeah. Man, so who's in first place?
Chaboy, 8-7 now. Oh, I get on. My Lions cover the 7.5. And then you got the Bengals. The Bengals covering the 4. They were the 4-point dogs against the 49ers. And then they end up winning that one. That was huge. So I get my Lions covering against the Raiders, essentially getting McDaniels fired. Then I got the Bengals covering against the 49ers to give me a 2-1 week. And I am now at 8-7 on the year.
Man, look at you, man. I'm right behind you, man. I'm coming.
You're right there.
Yeah, the Seahawks.
That Seahawks Browns game. That was that one. You just need one more point, and then your Seahawks.
See, that's usually how it goes. Like, I'm not far off for a lot of my picks. I'm usually like maybe a point off, 2 points off. I took them to cover the spread at three, and then they, you know, they got two field goals at the end. It's like, damn it. Like, that's usually something that, that ends up happening. So,
can you believe it's already week 10, Rashad?
It's crazy. Seven more of these joints to go, bro.
Yeah.
Six more. Eight more.
Eight? Week 18. That's right. We get a week
18.
We have a week
right.
18. All right. Let's wrap this baby up. Blazers, NFL football on the TV. I don't know what's going to be next. We'll figure it out. Football Sunday, right here on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Red Zone on the TV. Blazers going to be on a legal streaming website later tonight if they're on the TV. I mean, are they playing tonight?
I've got Root Sports.
It's sad. It's really sad. Listen, like, the way that this Blazers season, like, first couple games start, Shaden's cooking. You're like, all right, I'm, you know, for Shaden's sake, I need to tune in. And then dudes just started dropping, like, flies. And I'm like, wait, I've already seen this. I've already seen Shaden go off with a garbage team. It was all last year, basically. The last 15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
That's right, it's time for Who Do You Love, but Rashad, don't worry about it. I don't want to look at picks and scramble and try and figure out something to gamble on.
I don't want to gamble on any of these games today.
I'm flustered. I feel like too many balls. These are a bunch of juggling over today. Here.
Yeah, these games are traps today. Like, I'm looking at the schedule, and it's like we were talking about the, you know, the way the Germans saw the horseshoes and the Americans play a little earlier.
What is this? What is this I'm watching?
But, I mean, as I look at this schedule today, I'm like, number one, this is going to be a tough week to watch football.
Can I be – I don't know if this is a little hot takey.
Let's hear it. That's what we do here.
NFL been a little trash this year.
I've had more fun watching college.
It's been a little ugly this year. Like, and I don't know if that's
sloppy.
I don't know if that's who do I not love? NFL right now. NFL quarterbacks especially. As much hate as Dak gets, there's probably about 20 quarterbacks that have been playing over the last week or two that are infinitely worse. It's like week after week we have 5 to 6 matchups where it's like who versus who at quarterback.
Okay, well, I've got one for you then. Who do you love? Who is the worst quarterback? Who are the top 5 worst quarterbacks in the league right now? Top 5 worst.
Top 5 worst.
Yes. Worst 5 starters. Let's be specific.
Well, I mean, I think we got to throw Jimmy G out there, but considering he just got benched.
Jimmy G.
I'm going to go Mac Jones.
He's not first for you.
Daniel Jones.
Both the Jones boys.
I'm going to go Jordan Love and then Ritter because he got benched as well. But that's my 5. That's my Mount Rushmore with a 5th extra face of trash quarterbacks this year.
Okay, that's fair. Let's see. Jimmy G, obviously. Kenny Pickett. Up until a couple weeks ago, I would have said Josh Dobbs, but he had an amazing game last week.
And, this can be backup quarterbacks, I feel like. Like, you know, P.J. Walker, easy answer, right?
Yeah.
But he is – that is not a willing choice by an NFL team saying, yeah, that's our guy.
It's not. It was kind of one of those things. You had to – you were put in a situation where you had to make a decision. Zach Wilson. What's that, 3? Did I say Mac Jones? Can I say him again?
if you didn't, yeah, put him on there twice.
And honestly, I would have said the Baker Mayfield, but there are certain points that Baker Mayfield has been really good for that Tampa team. Joe Burrow over the last few weeks, man, the Bengals have picked it up, and they look like they're the team that they were when they made it to the Super Bowl. But I don't know. I want to say Justin Fields, but. At the same time, I want to be mindful that it is the Bears, and the Bears are arguably.
Oh, this is Tyson Badgett's team now, maybe.
Oh, that's right. So he's a backup. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's
Deshaun Watson for the $130 million that this fool's getting paid. That's superstar money. So you're supposed to be a top 10 quarterback, and you're not.
Yeah, it's been pretty ugly this year. As far as quarterback play goes, let's see.
Running
here.
Back play hasn't been much better though.
So this is real. Yeah, this is what I saw last week going into the matchups last week. This is what we had. Last week it was Daniel Jones versus Aiden O'Connell.
Boo.
We had Jaren Hall of the Vikings versus Taylor Heinicke, which ended up becoming Josh Dobbs versus Taylor Heinicke, which actually was fun to watch. Josh Dobbs he's a baller.
He's good.
Clayton Tune versus P.J. Walker. What?
Who?
Tyson Badgett versus Derek Carr. And then last week we also had Brett Rippon versus Jordan Love.
They might as well start.
That's 10 of the 32 NFL teams' quarterbacks last week.
They might as well have started David Carr.
Dear God,
because those quarterbacks are, if those are your quarterbacks for your team, you're pissed about that game.
No.
You're just praying that things don't go terribly for you. That's all you can do is just hope to God that things turn out well for you. When I watch the Patriots play, I'm just hoping to God that we don't lose by too much. You know, if we lose by 4 like we did, you know, today, like, okay, well, whatever. But
hard-fought battle.
You know, yeah, right? But when you lose by 23.
Game was disgusting.
Yeah, when you lose by 21, 24 points, like, that's deflating. No pun intended.
That was good. I think you meant that.
I mean.
I think you meant that.
Hey, man, you ain't cheating. You ain't trying, bro.
It's been a while since we've seen each other, but we haven't even talked about this Harbaugh stuff. Maybe we save that for the last segment. Or yeah, do we save the last segment for our classic Blazers breakdown of everything we've seen over the last 2 weeks in just 2 minutes?
I mean, what can we fit the most in 2 minutes?
Again, if anybody knows about fitting something in about a 2 minute window, it's Joe Fisher, okay?
I get it.
But to look at the Who Do You Love standings, what happened a couple weeks ago, Rashad, this is from week 8 because we were off last week. So in week 8, you took the Seahawks to cover 4 against the Browns, and it was a push. They won 24-20. You took the Bears to cover 9.5 against, who did they play that week? I think that was the week they got blown out by the Chargers. Yeah, 30-13 by the Chargers. They did not cover that 9.5.
No, they didn't.
And then you took the 76ers to cover the 9.5 against the Blazers.
And of course.
They sure as hell did that. So there's your one victory for
so
the
So here's
week.
My thing. If I'm ever just need a for sure thing, I'm just going to bet on the Blazers.
You know? Well, hey, be careful. Baby Blazers are getting dubs and covering spreads.
Hey, man,
the 76ers.
We'll talk about it, but I like what I see from certain parts of the Blazers, you know. But as far as football, I'm right there with you. Like today,
I don't like their injury report.
Oh no, the injury report is stupid right now. It's like, you know, basically an all-star game that nobody's playing in. That's what it feels like.
So that brings your overall record to 7-7-1.
That's fair. That's playoffs, right?
500.
That's
500.
Playoffs.
That's what you aim for.
I'll take. And you know what it is? It's that one. That's the one that's going to get me into the playoffs, man. So I'll definitely take that. But no, I football has been kind of tough to watch, and I think you know how I feel. Like during Sundays, I watch the morning games. I usually take my nap and then wake up for the Sunday night game. You know, obviously watch the Monday game, but it's been harder and harder and harder to get myself motivated for some of this. Just bad football.
Trust me, there are matchups where, I see them on the calendar. I'm like, that. No. Mm. I mean, the Thursday night game was Carolina versus, was it Chicago, Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Now you're a golfer. Now, you're a golfer on Sunday. So, do you ever look at the schedule and be like, I'm just going to go play golf instead?
Well, what I've been doing is taking the iPad and I throw on Red Zone on the iPad while I'm golfing.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, I'm just, in and out of my playing, hitting a terrible shot, watching a terrible game,
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
I don't know. The only reason I've been watching games is because I'm playing fantasy again. And so just to keep up with where my guys are. And fantasy is going equally as terrible as the regular season.
For Jordan Schultz, he took Kelce first half touchdown again. And that was the game against the Broncos.
Okay.
Which I also got. That was the line. That was the line with the Chiefs. They were 7-point favorites. I'm like, dude, something's weird with this one. I was like, I don't know why they have the Broncos, only a 7-point dog. Well, something's weird. And then the Broncos just went and kicked the hell out of the Chiefs.
Who saw that coming? No one.
Apparently Vegas. Again, they were only had them at a 7-point favorite, and I thought it was weird. I took the Chiefs to cover, and boy, they did not. They did not even win. Jordan, he took Kelce first half touchdown. That didn't hit. Backdoor cover by the Cardinals against the Ravens. He took the Ravens to cover the 9.5. They were up 10 with like a minute left, and then Prater hit a field goal for the Cardinals to cover the spread. Brutal. And then he took Hawks Bucks under 239, and that actually hit. So he goes 1-2 on the week. He is now 5-10 on the season, though.
Yeah. Man, so who's in first place?
Chaboy, 8-7 now. Oh, I get my Lions. My Lions cover the 7.5. And then you got the Bengals. The Bengals covering the 4. They were the 4-point dogs against the 49ers. And then they end up winning that one. That was huge. So I get my my Lions covering against the Raiders, essentially getting McDaniels fired. Then I got the Bengals covering against the 49ers to give me a 2-1 week. And I am now at 8-7 on the year.
Man, look at you, man. I'm right behind you, man. I'm coming.
You're right there.
Yeah.
The Seahawks, that Seahawks Browns game, that was that one, you just need one more point, and then your Seahawks give you the win.
Usually how it goes. Like, I'm not far off for a lot of my picks. I'm usually like maybe a point off 2 points off. I took them to cover the spread at three, and then they got two field goals at the end. It's like, damn it. Like, that's usually something that ends up happening. So,
can you believe it's already week 10, Rashad?
It's crazy. Seven more of these joints to go, bro.
Yeah.
Six eight, more. Eight, eight more.
Eight? Week 18. That's right. We get a week
18.
We have a week
right.
18. All right. Let's wrap this baby up. Blazers, NFL football on the TV. I don't know what's going to be next. We'll figure it out. Football Sunday, right here on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Red Zone on the TV. Blazers going to be on a legal streaming website later tonight if they're on the TV. I mean, are they playing tonight?
I've got Root Sports.
It's sad. It's really sad. Listen, like, the way that this Blazers season, like, first couple games start, Shaden's cooking. You're like, all right, for Shaden's sake, I need to tune in. And then dudes just started dropping, like, flies. And I'm like, wait, I've already seen Shaden go off with a garbage team. It was all last year, basically, the last 15, 20 games. So, love Shaden. Love his game. Love what he does for the Blazers. But I would love to watch him play with, the number 3 overall pick, Anthony Simons, Robert Williams, who we're not going to see the rest of the year. You know, dudes like that, you know, the actual team that was intended. So the wind that picked up and went into my sails gave me a lot of optimism and hope that this boat was going to sail and keep going forward, and I was maybe going to watch these Blazers throughout the rest of the season. And now that wind has passed, and I'm just kind of stuck at sea.
Yeah, it was a tough that was a tough blow. Like, Robert Williams going down for the season. You know, you think you got this, you know, this two-headed monster for as far as big men, and that happens. You know, obviously Anthony Simons being down with a hand injury, wrist injury for the next, you know, possibly month and a half. You know, something like that. And then we find out
Scoot just out
for 2 or 3 weeks. Like, which, Scoot wasn't playing great. I think he got to the NBA and was like, holy hell, like, this is way different than anything I was used to or ready for, and just hasn't performed the way he would like to yet. I still think he can get much better. Maybe not now, but I think this is a good thing for Shaden Sharp. You know, we saw this with Anthony Simons. You know, when Damian Lillard went down 2 years ago, it was Ant that stepped in and was like, okay, let me show you guys that I can be the score. I can be a score. And then it kind of gave us a lot more confidence in what Ant was able to do. I think since Shaden Sharp has been the guy, he's shown us game by game, okay, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you got it. Like, he's pulling up with confidence from three. Nothing but Nana's like, oh, okay. Yeah. This young man understands the assignment at this point.
There's this calm, like, presence to his game.
If you look at his face, and if you look at, you know, Ant's face when they play, it's the same. Like, whether they just have a huge dunk or a huge block or whatever the case is, like, their facial expressions don't change. So it's like, just do your job and get back down the court and try to get a stop, you know, if we can. And so I think you're happy because, you know, if Shaden Sharp and Anthony Simons get on the same page and they're healthy together, it's a backcourt that a lot of the NBA is going to have a problem with. You know,
it's
two shooters that can both get to the rim and explode. Yeah, that's a lot of problem. A lot of people are going to have a problem with that.
Trust me, I'm excited for it, but that's the thing. I'm excited for it, meaning it's not happening
today.
Right now.
Not today.
And it's just, when you have a young team like this, obviously you want your team to be healthy all the time. But when you have depth, if you're a great team with depth, you're like, you know, we can make up for it. When you're a young team, have all these pieces, and you're trying to learn together and work together, and all this happens, it delays the development.
Right.
It delays the player's development, delays the team's development as far as chemistry, working together, and that's the part that I hate to see. It's just like, all right, cool. So right now we have Shaden. Scoot's going to come back. So now it's Scoot and Shaden. Well, that's still not the team.
Yeah.
We need Anthony. We need Robert.
And I think right now, Blazer fans just have to be okay with You know, you're watching the growing pains. These are eventually going to get past it, you know, the growing pains, and they're eventually going to turn into a good team. But for this first year, this first maybe year and a half, it's going to be a bit of a struggle to watch them, you know, through some of these games. So you just kind of have to be patient with this process.
Just like a professional sports athlete, find your why. Find your purpose for this Blazers team, whether it's watching Shane go off, if there's some random Blazer that you've grown attached to and you like his game, whatever it may be. But find something that you like about this team, because as far as winning games, I don't think you're going to see much of that for the rest of the year.
No.
But there is an in-season tournament, Rashad.
Oh, I heard. The Blazers can win that. There's a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Everybody out there, thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Jordan will be back. We'll have some bets. We'll probably be on YouTube that time, and you'll see this nice, nice-looking 80s porn stash here. It's vicious.
Looks good, bro.
All right. Catch you all next week. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Sunday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.